Bring it up, bring it up.
Hey.
Yeah, it's raining in East Rutherford, New Jersey on this Tuesday night as we bring you the final edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks as we welcome you inside the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa for our training camp finale here on the MSG Networks. We hope we've educated you throughout the course of this summer about the New York Giants. We've got a big show lined up for you. We'll hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. We'll also hear from one of the young New York Giants, plus a Giants life, and a whole lot more. I'd like to introduce a three-time Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion, member of the Super Bowl 46 champion New York Giants, Antrell Roll. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Papa. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. All right, so here we are. Last preseason game is 2 days away. What was it like for you as a veteran guy, knowing that you had this last game that you didn't really want to play in, but you want to start getting mentally ready?
For myself, it was sunflower seeds and sweetest fish. You know, it's a game where you pretty much become the coach to younger guys, try to help them along the way, try to be in their ear as much as possible, also help them calm themselves because it's their debut. Not only are they're trying to go out there and put on a show for their organization that they're currently with, but also for the other 31 teams within the league.
Yeah, trying to put something really good on film. If they don't make the Giants, there could be a job elsewhere. Practice squad roster gets cut down this weekend. Well, one guy who has looked very good so far in training camp is the Giants' second-round draft pick, Dalvin Tomlinson. And Giants head coach Ben McAdoo likes what he sees.
He's a player that has played at a tremendous level in a college game. He's come in. He's learned the system very well. He's good with his hands. He plays with leverage. He destroys blocks. We feel he'll be ready to play in week one.
I feel like I came a long way simply because I'm more confident in the playbook. That was probably the biggest change for me, is just getting used to the playbook. I'm a lot more comfortable with it now, so I could go and play at a faster pace.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Dalvin Tomlinson, Antrell. He was a beast at Alabama, and, I mean, a guy that's just hard to move off the point of attack. Now, he's going against grown men in the NFL, but we've seen flashes of that in the preseason.
I don't think the NFL is going to be such a huge transition for a guy like that. I think his biggest test was exactly what he said, learning the playbook. That can help your play. It can decrease your play depending on how fast or how slow you learn the playbook. So I'm looking forward to see this guy. I think his effort is like no other. You know, like I say, his point of attack, the way he extends his arms, is definitely going to help him out. And you can't never knock his hustle. The guy flies around and he makes plays.
Yeah, making a tackle downfield, which is pretty cool and shows his athleticism. So Jay Bromley was having a really good camp, injured his knee against the Jets. It's not believed to be serious, but it could open a door for Tomlinson as the week one starter. You heard Ben McAdoo say some really nice things about him. When you said the playbook, for the fans out there watching, how much of the playbook does a defensive tackle really have to know?
They have to know a lot, in all honesty. They have to know a lot. They have to know what the guys behind them are doing. They have to know, you know, if they're going to run in this gap, they have to set this gap. And more importantly than knowing the playbook, they have to be very disciplined in their approach. They love the peak. Those big guys love the peak, so you have to pull them back a little time, slap them in their butt, make sure they stay disciplined in their craft, because one false move or one wrong set can destroy the entire defense.
Yeah, it could really throw things off kilter. Now, one area that the Giants are looking at and cultivating is sort of the back end of the secondary. You know, Eli Apple has got a little ankle injury. Michael Hunter's been nicked up. Dante Dion has had a great opportunity, and he got an interception the other night. Some of the other guys haven't lived up to speed. So the Giants have brought in a whole bunch of DBs within the last week. What are those guys who are going to play a lot in this game hope to show, and more importantly, can they pick up Spags' defense in like 3 days?
To be honest with you, I don't think they have to pick up Spags' defense in 3 days. I think this is going to be a true testament of how fast are these guys going to go out there, how hungry are they going to be. No one's expecting them to understand Spags' defense. We know that it's a very complicated defense. No one is going to pick it up in 3 days. But let's see what your hustle is like. Let's see how you go out there and fight the guy ahead, in front of you. Let's see how you can go out there and just go out there and be a tenacious football player. That's going to be the true testament.
Yeah, and because most of the starters and some of the key backups are probably not going to play, if they do at all, it'll be very limited. It means that this is going to be a great opportunity for special teams for these guys. Who could go down on a punt as a gunner, all that other stuff. Do you give the young guys a little pep talk as you're eating your sunflower seeds? I can't believe you eat Swedish fish.
Love Swedish fish. I'm actually addicted. I need to cut it out. But you have to give those guys, because they listen for you. They want to hear you. They listen for you. And more importantly, you have to make sure that they calm their nerves as best as you possibly can. Allow those guys to go out there and play fast. Let them know, listen, you've been doing this your entire lives. There's nothing different. Go out there, whoop the man in front of you, make the plays, and at least give yourself an opportunity to be great. Give yourself an opportunity to make a roster, if not this roster, another roster of the 31 other teams in the league.
All right, one other thing that everyone's going to be watching as far as the offensive line. It's not necessarily set. There's a competition. John Jerry had the starting spot at right guard. Brett Jones came in the other night off the bench, did a good job at right guard. DJ Fluker's gotten a lot of turns. How do the coaches decide going in this last game? I mean, when you start taking a look at John Jerry, he started a lot of games the last couple of years. He's been a starter pretty much since he's been in the league. Can you lose your gig from one bad set or one bad series?
Yes, you can. Within this league, you can always lose it. It's also going to boil down to John Jerry. He's a guy that veteran. He's played so much ball in this league and also for this organization. When you're talking about Brett Jones, smaller guy, very stout, strong guy, but he's a smart guy. Fluker is—he's just a man child. He's a big guy to move, big body to move. His only question is going to be how good can he set? Can he move? Yeah, the guys coming out the end, it's going to be a lot. They're fast guys. They're going to be a lot for him. So we'll see. May the best man win.
Yeah, I mean it's a battle that is continuing to be fought. And then the backup for Eli. It looked like Geno had the advantage, but he didn't play all that great in the Jet game. Josh Johnson has been spotty. This is going to be a real opportunity for one of those guys to prove to the coaching staff that I'm the guy for the job.
I like Geno's ball. I think Geno throws a terrific ball. Makes great play after great play after great play, and then there's one huge mental lapse. I think once he gets that out of his game, once he learns how to not turn the ball over, I think he was going to be a great suitable backup for Eli Manning. It's going to be competition. You have to go out there and you have to show the coaches that you can withstand the pressure.
And they ain't keeping both. Having drafted Davis Webb, one of those guys is going to be the odd man out, and they're going to get an opportunity to prove their stuff on Thursday night against the New England Patriots. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back on the program, we'll hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo as he gets ready for the preseason finale as we continue with Giants training camp live here on the MSG Network.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. We're in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center with rain on this Tuesday. This is the final Giants Training Camp Live show here on the MSG Networks. All summer long, we've been following a couple of young Giants. Here's another installment of Giants Life.
On this edition of Giants Life, Paul Perkins looks to solve the Jets' run defense, and Romeo Okwara experiments with a new position. The best way to make an NFL roster is to stand out in the preseason. And if anyone can relate to that belief, it's Romeo Okwara. Last year as an undrafted rookie, he filled up the stat sheet en route to solidifying a spot on the final 53. Now with one full NFL season under his belt, this year the mindset is a bit different. But as the preseason winds down, the push to up his game hasn't changed.
Preseason is a time where you got to improve each and every week, not make the same mistakes twice. Last week, I think I made an improvement from the previous game. They said the third preseason game is going to be closest to a game-like situation. So this is a time where you got to be fine-tune everything. You can't make any mistakes. There's no room for Emmys. So you got to be on your game. And film study is very important. I mean, it's probably the most important thing we do. You have such limited time on the field. So you have to be able to go back home or after meetings and get extra time, put extra time in studying the playbook, watching the opponent, studying their techniques, try to find ways to beat them. We're all preparing for Dallas week one, but at the same time, we're still working fundamentals. We got a couple more weeks to get to that tip-top shape and limit all the errors so we can play as fast as we can week one.
Paul Perkins has also been busy reviewing film in hopes the ground game goes as smoothly as his ride to MetLife Stadium. Like Okwara, the second-year running back is always striving for noticeable results, even when it comes to a regular season tune-up.
Every game, I can improve and just continue to build off of my last performance. Seeing the defense better, I've been doing some film study, so I'm just excited to go out there and compete with those guys. Anytime you go out there, you put yourself at risk to lose your job, get injured, or whatever it may be. So you get to prepare like this is a real game, like this is, everything's on the line.
Also on the line, bragging rights in the Big Apple, which makes this home game somewhat unique. But what never gets old is the atmosphere outside MetLife Stadium, one the Big Blue faithful has created, seasoned, and perfected over time.
It's awesome. I love seeing, that's my favorite part, coming in there, seeing all the fans, all the jerseys, cookouts, the tailgates. So that's probably the best part about coming into the stadium. And, they don't know who you are, so you're just rolling through, observing.
Just as the fans suit up for the tailgate experience, the transformation from street clothes to the uniform is a regular routine for the players. Like any good show, not only do the Okwaras of the world need to dress the part, but they also have to deliver when it comes to the theatrics. No one understands his role better than Perkins, who has been eyeing a strong start, and he follows the script to a T, finding holes early on in the Jets' defense, while even throwing in a little flair along the way.
Perkins on the run, gets a crease. Perkins to the 30, and he's got a Giants first down, gain 15. Perkins makes a man miss. Nice move by Perkins inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line, and it's a gain of 12, and first and goal set up for the Giants.
And Bob, this is Paul Perkins, the ability to sidestep and accelerate. Two big moves in there, made two guys miss. First move in the backfield, watch this second level. Whoop.
While Perkins is looking to settle in as the lead back, Okwara is adjusting to a new role on defense, one that coordinator Steve Spagnuolo refers to as the Joker, part D-line, part linebacker, meaning he'll be covering plenty of territory and relying on pure hustle. That extra effort is immediately recognized on film, as the early returns seem positive, based on the feedback from the coaching staff.
I think you did a nice job in that situation. Again, we're getting that. We're pushing over. I think you guys have seen it pretty good. And down there, we just got to drive on it.
And the Giants pick up their first win here in the preseason. The final score for MetLife Stadium. The Giants hold off the Jets 32-31.
You got the dub. That's all that matters. Got the win.
Yeah, man, it was an awesome day for the Giants, man. We really took a step in the right direction. I'm looking forward to the future.
If you'd like to see all the episodes of A Giants Life, go to Giants.com. When we come back, the regular season opener is on the horizon as we continue with Giants training camp.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
We are back here on Giants Training Camp on the MSG Network and show. We're having a lot of fun here. Last show of the summer here for Training Camp Live. So one of the battles that's going on right now is the tight end position, right? You have Evan Engram, the first-round draft pick, Rhett Ellison, who the Giants signed. And then you have Shane Smith, who's serving the role as fullback, and that could mean that, you know, you look at Will Ty, Jarrell Adams, you know, where do they go as far as the combination Matt Lacoste? It's going to be interesting to see what Ben McAdoo does at this position group as far as, do you want to go with the fullback? He wants guys, though, to be versatile. That's very important.
I think Shane Smith can apply that versatility. How often is he going to be used around the course of a game? I think it depends on the flow of the game. I think it depends on where the Giants are offensively during the course of a game. I think he can definitely help them out in short yardage situation as well as red zone.
Yeah, I think they feel like they can use him as a tight end as well, even though he's a fullback by trade. And then more importantly, Antrel, I think more than anything else, whichever guy they keep had better be able to play on all special teams. Because, you know, it's Ingram and Rhett Ellison. It's kind of their game as far as the tight end. So you're going to use this other guy in a hybrid position. He better be a special teams guy and excel on it.
That's without a fact. Special teams is going to be key for anyone who is on that cusp. They have to be able to play special teams and also be a force while playing a special team, not just the guy.
All right, so take me into your veteran mindset right now. Your time in the NFL, you knew you're not playing in the game. You got the sunflower seeds, the Swedish fish all set. Is your brain, though, starting to think of the season opener?
Absolutely not.
No, not at all.
I'm getting away from the game. I need to take a couple of days to get away from the game. Go hug your kids. Go love them, your wife. Get away from the game because once that season starts, you're downhill from that point on. Training camp is a brutal, long process. You're in meetings for hours and hours at a time. It's not so much the physicality of training camp. It's more so the mental aspect of just being here and having the repetitive knowledge of learning the playbook over and over and over again. So you must get away from the game in order to come back to the game. That's always been my approach.
So you take the weekend off, and on Monday when you come in after the cuts, then you start focusing on the Cowboys.
I got my lunch pail ready and my hard hat ready to go to work.
Yeah, and you did at a Pro Bowl level and as a Super Bowl champion. It's been a lot of fun this summer having Antrel with us here on the program, Carl Banks, Howard Cross, Imani Toomer, Jeff Fiegels, David Deal, Sean O'Hara. And we hope you enjoyed the program. Make sure you keep it locked into the MSG networks all season long. This is your home for the New York Football Giants.